This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia ratchets up the battle for control of eastern Ukraine, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday night the Russian military has intensified its assault. Russian forces carved out a boomerang-shaped front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine Tuesday. A senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the Russians now have 78 combat units in the fight, up from 65 last week. At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a four-day ceasefire beginning Thursday to coincide with Orthodox Christians' Holy Week observances.
To allow for the opening of a series of humanitarian corridors.
I'm Mike Gracia.
In an interview, Sergei Orlov, the deputy mayor of Mariupol, says he does not trust Russian claims that humanitarian corridors will be opened for the besieged city.
It would be good if they would allow civil citizens to leave Azovstal territory or to leave the city, but they didn't allow this for 50 days. Why should they allow this now?
Ukraine's foreign minister appealed Wednesday to Bulgaria to join international efforts and supply military aid to his country, as Russia's traditional ally remained one of the last holdouts in the EU. Ukraine has repeatedly pressed for NATO and EU member states to speed up their supply of military help since Russia invaded it February 24th. But Bulgaria, which has traditionally close ties with Russia, has so far refused to do so. Ukraine's foreign minister met Wednesday morning with Bulgaria's president, who's voiced reticence to provide military support. And the European Union is preparing new measures to prevent Russia from evading sanctions imposed over the war in Ukraine, according to Latvia's foreign minister. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal grand jury in Washington indicts two men accused of impersonating federal agents. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
Two men who befriended Secret Service agents in an upscale apartment building in Washington, D.C., have been indicted on charges of false impersonation of a federal officer and possessing a large-capacity ammunition device. Aryan Taherzadeh and Haider Ali were arrested in an FBI raid earlier this month. Prosecutors say the pair claimed to be members of a non-existent Homeland Security task force investigating gangs and violence connected with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. They also tricked actual Secret Service officers and agents, including one assigned to protect the First Lady, offering them expensive apartments and gifts. The plot unraveled during an investigation by postal inspectors of an assault on a mail carrier at the apartment building. Taherzadeh's lawyer says he just wanted to be friends with the agents and had no intention of compromising them. Ali's lawyer says he, too, was duped, believing he was working on behalf of the government. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen braced for a televised debate Wednesday that is likely to prove the climax of this year's turbulent French presidential campaign, with millions of votes still up for grabs just 4 days before polls open. The centrist incumbent and his far-right rival will meet at 9 p.m. local time, a rematch of their 2017 face-off that was widely seen as disastrous for Le Pen. This time, Macron will not be the outsider making his first run at public office. He will have a 5-year record to defend against a candidate who has softened her extremist edges to present a more mainstream image. Recent polls give Macron the advantage against Le Pen, who is making her third run at the presidency. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny Wednesday called on French voters to support incumbent Macron in the second round of the presidential vote this weekend, accusing his far-right opponent Marine Le Pen's party of links to President Vladimir Putin. YouTube blocked the account of Hong Kong's sole leadership candidate John Lee Wednesday as part of U.S. sanctions against the city's former number two official, who said the move will not affect his bid to lead the financial hub for the next 5 years. And the Philippines' poll body Wednesday cleared a major legal hurdle in frontrunner Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s path to the presidency when it dismissed the final petition calling for his disqualification from the May 9th election. The Commission on Elections ruled that a case calling for Marcos to be barred from the contest based on his failure to file income tax returns lacked merit. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. VOA.